Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode on the Celtic Now and For podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford, and today we're joined by John Clifford again. John, how you doing, mate?
Evening, Ryan. Good.
Well, obviously, the view in the Kilmarnock game just finished this afternoon. Good victory. Your initial thoughts after the game, John?
Same as normal. 3 points was a must. Performance was a bit better. Maybe due to the changes that he's made. But all in all, positives for the day.
As you say, the team selection was kind of the same. Are you happy with that? You kept the guys in who played during the week?
Definitely. We've spoke about him being too loyal to players, so he changed it during the week. And he kept that going the day. And Sorrow played well. Turnbull played well. The goalkeeper, to be fair, nothing to do really. One save and that was all. But with the fact that there's no fans, you could hear everything the goalie was saying. And he was getting the defenders to push higher all the time, getting them to squeeze up. But the only words I've heard Bain and Barker saying is fuck me every time the boys hit the net, isn't it?
Aye, as you were saying about the goalie, thought he'd done well, what he had to do. In the first half, we were talking about Tumble, he was kind of dictating the play, getting the ball, stringing the passes, hitting shots, just doing stuff that we've not been doing. I think he's got to be a mainstay, in my opinion, for the next few weeks coming.
Aye, a bit of drive about him, isn't he? Always looks to go forward, always looks to penetrate the other team's defence. Looks as if he's very confident when he's playing, and I said to you, he reminds me of quite a bit of Phil O'Donnell when Celtic got him for Murrow. Very athletic, box to box midfielder, fantastic. So it's looking good for that boy at the moment.
Because for me, I thought the first half we were again, it's slow and just takes a lot of time to warm up again. Is it because there's no fans and there's just no atmosphere about the place? But I just thought we were a bit more, it was more back to the basics, I thought, in the first half. Nothing spectacular, but I think they kind of nullified the guy at Kilmarnock, who can be a threat. I thought Julian Duffy kind of dealt with him well in the first half, and I think that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
I killed Kilmarnock done what most teams have been doing, just sitting back, get everybody behind the ball and maybe hitting you in the break when we're very vulnerable in the break or from a set piece, which have been very vulnerable as well. That's how we've most of our goals. But first half, and saying it was a wee bit slower, but it was still better than what it's been the previous few weeks.
I think as well as having Sorrow and Tumble from Thursday's game, it was fresh again. It looked, we were different, we were met energy going forward, and as with a lot of respect for Brown, but I think when we take Brown out of the team, we play quicker. There's no doubt about it. I think it's there to be seen, and I think you've maybe got already made the placement in Tumble for Brown.
When Brown came, he wasn't he? Like a sitting midfielder. He was box to box. He used to play all over the place, bundles energy. Now he just sits in front of the back. We've been playing two holding midfield players for a long time. Now, and you don't need two holding midfield players playing at home, Kilmarnock and Hamilton and whoever. You only need one. and you can get a more forward-thinking player into the midfield to try and get you more goals.
And I think that's kind of what Tumble gives you. As we've noticed on Thursday, he'll take the ball and he'll shoot. He'll know kind of... A lot of guys are just geeked to the guys like Edouard and whatever else to do something. Me going, oh, I'm doing it myself. On Edouard, I wrote down, I thought he was very poor. He had some nice touches, but I don't know if there's something affecting him or whatever it is. He just, to me, he looks a shadow himself. Some of the things he's doing, it's not the guy that we're used to seeing. Do you play him next week in the final? I don't think he deserves to be even playing in the team. I think you've got to give guys like Kamara, Yeti Griffiths game time now, because as much as he is your main man, he's not producing the goods, so he doesn't deserve to play, in my opinion.
Aye, definitely. You've got to deserve to play. But Edward's probably lucky in that the other three are on the pulling up trees at the moment. Griffiths is never fit. Ajeti's half a boil. Kamala, where he might be a wee bit raw, but he's got bundles of energy, hasn't he? You see him chasing back passes back to the goalkeeper. And Edward just doesn't bother doing anything like that. I like his energy, but I'd like to see him in the box more to try and get goals.
Because I think there was a point during the game, I can't mind exactly what minute it was, but I was going to laugh my nut with Edward, because he was just watching the guy with the ball, and I'm like, he's just jogging. And for me, it doesn't matter what level you play, it's not good enough. If I had amateur football or junior football, you'd be getting your arse kicked. So I just don't think I think because of who he is and what he's done, he's maybe getting away with it. But again, as much as we're saying that, he could probably score a hat trick on Sunday, and then he's a main man again. So, but I just think he's got to do a bit more than he's producing, in my opinion, anyway.
I think that a shadow of doubt, he's the best player in Scotland when he's on his game. But he's miles off it, absolutely miles off it. I'm really disappointed with his attitude, and he just throws a horn at him. He doesn't run the channels, he just wants the ball at his feet all the time. He doesn't look like a team player at the moment. Really disappointed in him.
Because obviously we're talking about, as a team player and one of the main men, you've got guys who were in the squad today, like Beto and Elhamid and Cham, so and Brownie's on the bench, so there's no saying that he won't get put again. So obviously Lennon's maybe got a bit of backbone about him now that he's doing it now. I think for me, guys like Tumble, he's got to play every week. As much as we've said, Brown, he's been brilliant. Part of the old guard team, he's been superb for us, but today, there was no need for him to play. As much as it's a cup final on Sunday, no need for him to play. They don't really deserve to be there. He's been up to it all season. So, but for the day, I thought Duffy looked better, in my opinion. But Julian, I thought the two of them looked all right. Aya, right back for me, it's a stack on for the rest of the season, in my opinion, if they're fit. Well, Hammond looks like he might go in January. So, Frimpong, for me, is a man down. He's very weak. Sorry, saying he's quick and they can get by guys, but I think it was Alan Power just shoved him off the board today. It's just, and because Lenny's talking about he's no point in Burley maybe because he's no physical enough. Well, Frimpong deserves to be the same, in my opinion. I don't know what he is, if he's a fullback, a winger, I don't know what he is, because sometimes he just runs about a headless chicken. I don't know what you think of that, John, but I just think that side, Ayer for me, has got to play. And once Forrest back, Frimpong daps to the bench, in my opinion.
Definitely. I'd spoke to you about Celtic not being physical enough. See, you don't want to talk about previous teams. Martin O'Neill's team was full of monsters. Football players, but monsters. I would like to have big, strong guys at the back. And having Ayer there today, you can change it to a back three at a moment's notice as well. We're playing him there. I thought Ayer was really good today. Taylor done a lot better than what I think he'd previously been doing. Same again, he's still not really getting by a man with a ball. He'd done a lot of forward runs today, getting on the end of things, to be fair to him. Just his final pass in the box was lacking a wee bit. But getting back to Frimpong, no for me. He's too weak. far too weak. You've seen him in the last few weeks, getting the ball around about the box, and he's not got strength in his legs to cross the ball. Very disappointing. But for the final next week, obviously you might talk about it another day, but Ayer's a certainty for me to play there.
Talking about Frimpong, I think Mikey Johnson came back into the fold now. Again, it's another option that we're probably missing, the direct guy. Frimpong, I think he's still a work in progress. I don't think, maybe because we've not got enough players to play there that he's playing there now. He's definitely got a talent, but I think he's still, as you said, a bit weak, and I think his decision making is a bit to question as well. Again, obviously, if we're no professional football players, you don't want to question guys' attitude or something. You don't want to question their ability, but as a fan, you're just commenting on what you're seeing during the game, and I think it brings you high energy, but when it comes to the decision making and physicality, I think he's got to just got to be a bit better. But I did think in the second half as a whole, the tempo was better. It was a bit quicker. We were watching the highlights here before we came on air, and Michael Stewart was saying how guys at Tumble, they were getting in the box, they were making crosses, Ayer was going up, they were making runs that they weren't making before, and I think it's quite a good point that he's made. It was a lot more action-packed involved the second half. They're doing a lot of runs that we weren't doing before, and I think it's really what we were doing before, this kind of long-term list of kind of defeats has been happening.
It was the two fullbacks played really high up, didn't they? That's really encouraging, seeing the Iron Taylor playing so high. Celtic, most of the games, have got most possession of the ball, but their fullbacks have not been really attacking the other team's fullbacks in the final third, but they did the day, to be fair to them. Just that wee final ball was a bit lacking. We could have scored more.
And you know, talking about Sorrow, I thought Sorrow played well. Nothing flashy, just got the ball, tackled, done his job, had the odd pass that was kind of a bit hang me, half a scale, but I thought he'd done all right in the hole. But talking about kind of bad passing, again, Frimpong, sometimes you can't pass the ball 5 yards, and it's really frustrating. I just think that's, we've got to weed that out of game. Duffy did that a few times as well. Simple passes that weren't getting away, and I think it's basically errors that we need to iron out if we want to continue this positive momentum into the next few weeks.
When Duffy's trying a big 50-60 yard raking passes, you're losing possession of the ball, which could put you under pressure. Another thing is, seeing Celtic get a shy, it's an absolute embarrassment. They don't know what they did, don't they know? It's, Liverpool's got a shy coach now, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Paying a guy an absolute fortune. When you've got a shy, you've got possession of the ball, you need to keep possession of it. But we've just no ideas whatsoever. It's a lack of movement
when we've got a shy. That's one area we can definitely improve on.
Yeah, I think definitely is when it comes to shies, I don't think it's probably something that's a work on in training. I know when I trained certain teams, you've done the odd session on the 5-10 minutes doing shies, but most of the time I was always taught, go down the line. It was never back into your plate, it was always down the line, attack, try and get something for a shy, try and get it a corner. There was always something involved. Again, we don't know what they're doing, but if teams like Liverpool are employing guys like that, then again, it might be something you can do, because we have noticed an honour that Tierney's taking long shies down at Arsenal. When the fuck did T do that at Celtic? I never see him take a long shy in my life. Again, is that because he's getting told to do it down there now? We don't know. I don't know what your opinion on that is, John, but I think maybe it's something we could look into, because we've definitely got a lot of height in the box that we could kind of use it as similar to maybe a free kick for that side.
It's part of the game, isn't it? As I say, you've got possession. More often than not, Celtic give it away. Really poor with the size.
But I think on the whole, when it comes to kind of Duffy and Julian, I like to touch on them. When Duffy was brought in to be obviously to defend, but he's always been a physical threat for set pieces, same as Julian, and we've lacked that this season. Then as soon as Tumbles came in, Duffy and Julian have looked a threat for set pieces. Julian nearly scored the day again, Duffy scored during the week, the two of them had the efforts. And I think that's, you've got to utilise the two as much as they defend. They can be used as an attacking option, and I think we've got to use them more often, because when you've got a deliverer like Tumble, Christie, the jury's out in his delivery, it's shocking. He might have the odd one out of five, one out of six, and fair enough, but for me, most of Tumble's delivery is good, and I think you've got to utilise that to the best we can.
Aye, having a free coming up for a corner is definitely a threat. I can only see you scoring more goals for free kicks and corners with Avery or El Hamed, Beaton, whoever, some of the big lumps. But it's corner, the amount of goals it's scored in football now for free kicks and corners is ridiculous. It's so high. It's a major part of the game, and it's something Celtic need to improve on as well.
I think it's obviously a good sign as well. But you had guys who came into the team like Sorrow, Tumbo, Hazard. And that bench today, I thought the bench was really strong. You had three strikers on the bench, then you've got Rogic, Christie, guys like that on the bench. Laxalt even came on. But then you've got guys like Beaton, Neil Hamid, Nacham, Scott Bain, and Henderson, me guys in the Bellin even making the squad. So they've definitely got, I think they've got strength and depth now, and guys are all fully fit. Again, this is maybe going to see the best of the team happening when they're fully fit and get the full strength for the team. I just think having that bench again, it's even Brown didn't go on again. You've got that line on the bench. I think it is good to have when the game's needing changed.
But in saying that, he's had Sorrow and Tumble on the bench for weeks and weeks and no utilised them. And his back was against the wall, and he's had to change it. He was too loyal to the players. Definitely far too loyal. Everybody's allowed to have one or two or three bad games in their own. Get it out of your system, you go again, you're back to normal. But the guys were crap for 8, 9, 10 weeks. It's just no good enough. And the managers are dealt with it a lot quicker than what he did. And if he did, we might be in a better place at the moment.
Obviously, we're talking about loyalty and kind of sentimental reasons after the game. Lennon's kind of comments, says it was good, blah, blah, blah. But then he says, a cup final next week, the core guys who have got us there deserve to play. Well, in my opinion, Norrie don't deserve to play. They've no deserve to play all season, so they shouldn't deserve to play in a cup final that happened months ago. The guys who have played the last two games, in my opinion, have deserved to play. Do you play Edward or Kamala? I don't know. But for me, I would stick with the same team. You've won the game, you've got a clean sheet. Why change a team where you've had a bit of consistency the last two games? You've had scored three good goals against Lille, won the game against Kilmarnock, a clean sheet. Why change it? And then you put Brown, maybe Christie back in again. It might upset the rhythm again. But I know, fair enough, Brown's got experience. It's a cup final. You might need your leaders, but I don't see any reason why you would change it, in my opinion. And I think maybe Lennon's got to get the PAL Act and the sentimental reasons out of the way and just focus on the guys at hand who are playing well.
See, next week we're playing Hearts, so they're a big name, but let's be fair, they're in a division below Celtic. So I wouldn't be doing the sentimental route. I'd be playing the team that's been doing the business from the last two games. But I've got a right bad feeling that he's going to bring back all his pals again. And I wouldn't be happy if he'd done that. Definitely.
So I think I agree with Michael Stewart as well. He says Tumble's got to play in the next few weeks. And I think if I was Tumble and I didn't play, I would be seriously chatting at the door. What am I doing here? Guys like him, Sorrow, even Henderson today didn't make your bench, I don't think. I don't know what happened there. But the guys, as you say, if they didn't play on Sunday, which we'll touch on during the week, if they don't play, I think you would be really, really upset and kind of, my opinion, you should be at the manager's door on a Monday saying, what's this all about?
I'd say to you that the
players that were on the bench and the boys that weren't playing, like Sir Soron Turnbull, should have been chatting the manager's door and saying, when am I getting my chance? Because they're absolutely honking. When am I getting a chance? You just got to keep asking them. And as I said, his back was against the wall and he said to. And hopefully it's turned out good for him.
Obviously, John, as I say, the cup final on Sunday, we'll do a mere preview about during the week, but because I probably will see you on the podcast, so what do you think your opinion on next week and your overall feeling? What do you think the team selection and obviously, hopefully, a result?
I would keep the goalkeeper. He's not done anything wrong. I'd have Ayer, Duffy, Julian. Taylor done well today. As I said to you, Laxalt was a problem because every time he was going forward, losing the ball, teams were just attacking that area and getting a lot of joy out of it. But I like Laxalt, a forward-going player, but I steal about him. I would go with Laxalt. I would go with Soro and Turnbull. I wouldn't play Brown. I'm not going down the sentimental route. I'd play the boys that's in form. I wouldn't play Frimpong. I would have Christie. I know Mikey Johnson's probably not fit enough, but maybe Christie instead, or Johnson instead of Frimpong. El Yunusi probably stays in for me. Up top, we've not got anything at the moment. I mean, it's really poor up top. I would just have to go with Eddie because he's quality. I think that's in it. Is that 11? McGregor, stays in.
I think McGregor.
We're probably going to be one of the mainstays, I think, even through a bad time. Because I think we've also spoken about, I said to you the other day, that he's been doing more media work recently. So I think that's kind of, it's maybe a sign that he's going to take care as captain next year because he's done a lot more media work. I've also seen Brown doing a lot of media work recently. I've seen McGregor taking a lot of press conferences and a lot of Celtic TV. So for me, he could be looking mad into it. But I think there might be a sign that he takes care of the guard next year.
What age is McGregor? 27 maybe?
26, 27, man.
He's no young boy. He's played over 200 games for Celtic, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be there? It's rumoured that he was one of the ones that maybe wanted to go. I don't know.
He's a fantastic football player, really good in the ball.
He's looked better the last 2 weeks with Brown not being there as well. He's getting on the ball a lot more. He's making better incisive passes because he's got other boys with legs running about him. I'd like him to stay, to be honest. I wouldn't want him to go.
I think he'd be a very hard player to replace.
I think that's maybe, if that is the case, that he's going to go next year or whenever, because I don't think he'll be here all his career. I think he's too good to, as much as being a big club, I think he will eventually want to progress. I think we've got to start looking. As I've always said, that Celtic, maybe we don't date enough. We need to start looking. As soon as the summer's finished, you start looking for January. Before even January, you start looking at the summer, you need to start looking. Again, Turnbull for me would maybe step into the Brown role. We don't know, but I think you're right that we need to start maybe looking the new for, just in case he does go next year, McGregor.
I hope he does, mate.
I know he's filled in at left back a couple of times, I know. When you have him anywhere near, he's a ball player. Get him on the ball and he can make forward incisive passes, which we've been lacking. Maybe because we keep talking about that one man up front.
So next, I don't think you're going to see two up front this season, but hopefully next season you maybe see it.
Talking about the one man up front, just to finish off, I agree with it. It's one of the biggest things in football that does my fucking nothing. I hated playing up front myself as a striker. I hate seeing teams doing it. I don't like it. It's different if you're playing against Barcelona and you're trying to just get a fucking point off them in the group stages or something. But in Scotland, even against Rangers, I don't care who it is, you shouldn't be playing one man up front. I know they say it's like you're free when the two wingers are attacking, but Edouard, as much as I'm saying he's not really looking interested, he is isolated. And I think we know as much as Griffiths might not be fully fit. To get him fully fit, he's got to play, and I would just play. If it is a Yeti in Edouard or Kamara, Edouard or Julian, Griffiths and Edouard, I think he's got to play two up front. If it means you're taking a winger out of the team or taking, I don't care. In my opinion, you've got to play.
Take away a holding midfielder.
In my opinion, you've got to have two up front, especially at this level. Because I think if you have two up front, I think you'll wipe with flavour. You'll absolutely wipe with flavour teams. Did last season, Griffiths and Edouard linked up well. Again, when Griffiths came on against Hibs, when we were 2-1 down, 2-0 down, sorry, and he came on, and the two of them linked up, we only for 15 minutes or so, but they linked up well. Again, I think it would maybe help Edouard if he plays up front with somebody, because it takes the dairy off him, and he can do his touches and his flicks, and it might actually work better for him, having somebody else up with him.
Rodgers supposed to want him to play the
10 role, wouldn't he, just behind him belly, but didn't have him together for that long. But definitely two up front is a necessity. Or you play a different striker up top yourself, somebody totally different, a big lump or whatever that I would like.
That's, well, we spoke about during the week with Robert, again on recruitment, and we've spoken and all, but the guy Tony at Brentford, again, he scored during the week. I think he's 15 goals, I think, for Brentford so far. £10 million, whatever it was, he went for £6 million plus add-ons. Looks an absolute snippet now. A lot of guys are, England are saying he defends for the front, and he's a very good player for Brentford. And again, that's maybe the sort of guy we could have had to play up front. But again, that's in the past. We need to focus on the new. But I'll give you there, John, two up front for me is going to be the way forward.
Well, Barry Fry at Peterborough says it's Celtic and just pissing him about, wouldn't he? Celtic were at it, just trying to get him on the cheap, because they always do, wait till the last minute, as I've spoken about before, end up costing you in Europe at the start of the season. Get your business done early and see if anybody wants to go away. As soon as the season's done, get them away and get your business done early. Get new faces
in. Hopefully we win the Champions League, which means you can attract a better quality of player. Hopefully. But we'll need to wait and see in that one, won't we?
Definitely. Thanks for your time, John. That's us this week, and we'll be back during the week previewing the cup final, and it's another historic game for the club. Could be another treble for last season on the board, so we'll look forward to that. Thanks for your time, John, on the Celtic Now and for our podcast, and I'll see you again, John. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Cheers. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You can't deny the need to fly.